This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, I don't even know how to characterize tonight's game. So many relationships, so many connections, so many different things happening. And then Drew Brees being inducted to the Saints Hall of Fame. Sean Payton responsible for bringing him to New Orleans with others, obviously. There's just a lot going on.
No, I agree. And it's mostly for us. I'm in the Superdome, and every seat has a little black flag with Drew's name on it. And, you know, Sean's coming back, and so much of the staff, Zach Strief, former play-by-play. But then it's just kind of for us, right? You ask right. Cortland Sutton, the wide receiver for Denver, he doesn't give a rat's. Half these guys weren't born when the Saints won the Super Bowl. They were kids, right? So this is kind of for us, and that's fine. You know, it is what it is. I mean, Drew's us, right? He's our guy. Denver's like, they're like, we're coming in to play a football game on a short week, and they played pretty bad at home last week too. So. Yeah. But you're right, there is a lot going on. And frankly, I like that. We needed, I think because of the way things were against Tampa, having some extra kind of curriculars with Drew. And, you know, can you imagine the number of former players that are going to be down on that sideline or at the game today for the festivities? It's just going to be cool. Thursday night football, short week. I mean, there's so much. I mean, Denver's 3-3, Saints are 2-4. So if Denver can just acquiesce a little bit, and both teams can be 3-4, we can go about our way. And then you get a little break, right? And then Taylor Swift right. comes to town and you go out of town. And then it changes a lot. And 3-4 and 2-5 are in opposite universes.
Yeah, it truly is. And you know, this doesn't get any easier for them either, though, right? I mean, because we're here, and then we go out to the West Coast, and we don't have a stellar record of going to the West Coast, and then we go all the way across back to the East Coast. So it doesn't get any easier for them.
So the Chargers will be us, right? So they'll be playing – right, we'll have 10 days off. They'll be playing, so they'll be the team, kind of on the short end. And man, a 10-day break for this football team. You know, they call them mini buys. The Saints don't have a bye week till week 12, but I've never seen an injury list that averages like 13 people every week. Not one week, but every week. And you go, well, that's just the way it is in the NFL. Because the other teams have three or four. And I think they're just putting them on there for us just to make it look good. So this is a beat-up football team. And you're going to see some guys tonight. This is, you know, next man up. I don't know what it is, but, man, this is for those of us who are in Irvine watching practice every day, this will look pretty normal to us because we're going to see a lot of guys we saw in Irvine.
You and I ran into each other last night at a great fundraiser, and we were talking about this injury list. And I never did follow it like you do, but I don't remember this many guys being on the injury list like this so early in the season.
No, you're right. And we were at Creole Cuisines, their care charity event, and it's only their second year, so it was really cool, and they do a lot of great things. So yeah, you're right. I that's what I mean. Now, maybe the Saints are overly, you know, you can do, work this list however you want to. They'll have guys that are full practice, and then questionable, right? And then guys who are limited all week and they don't have a game designation at all. So to me, I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong. I'm just saying you can make this right. list kind of what you want, right? And so
right.
I only care about who plays. They're all injured. Everybody's beat up. You know, when you start, it's the outs, right? Is Lucas Patrick going to be able to go tonight? That is humongous. Is Taysom going to be able to go tonight? Humongous. You know, we already aren't going to have Pete Werner for the third straight game. You know, this is one of these games to me, and I've looked, you know, all through Denver. I don't care. This has got nothing to do with Denver. This game tonight is about the Saints offense and the Saints defense and tackling and having pride and bringing the guy down. And I don't care offensively. I don't care if you're back in the huddle and you're putting your finger into the dirt and you go left and you're the bottle cap and you go right like it's a playground. But you got to figure out a way to come out of this game with a win. You must.
Got a young quarterback, Denver does. We have a young quarterback starting as well. Kind of an interesting dynamic.
Bo Nix. You know, obviously, if you're an LSU fan, you've seen him. You know, quarterback for Auburn. So when you look at his numbers, kind of 30,000 feet, 5 touchdowns, 5 picks. You go, pretty average. But 2 interceptions came in each of his first 2 weeks. So that's 4 of the 5 in his first 2 weeks. So just 1 pick in his last 4 games, and he had 0 touchdowns passing in his first 3 games, and he's had 5 touchdown passes in his last 3. And the biggest stat to me is 6 games, 3 rushing touchdowns. He was your leading rusher last week for the Denver Broncos. They lost at home to the Chargers. It was brutal, 23-0 going into the fourth quarter at home. You think it was quiet in the Dome last Sunday? It was pretty quiet at Mile High last Sunday as well. So Bo Nix, like Spencer, I mean, they would have the ability to run. The difference is, like when you're looking at Bo Nix versus Patrick Mahomes or Baker Mayfield, those guys were extending plays with their feet to maybe find a receiver. I will say for the first 3 quarters of that game, Bo Nix was running for his life. There was no plan. The plan was not to get your head knocked off. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is horrific. But by the end of the game, I was like, that is one of the most elusive quarterbacks I have seen. It's kind of weirdly, how are they not tackling this guy? He's not blazing speed, but he's just smart and elusive. So by the end of that game, I was like, man, they're going to have to get him to the ground. Saints are good at pressure. The Saints are good at hitting quarterbacks. They've got to get him to the ground. You got to just blitz. And like almost like they did with Carolina early. A lot of zone blitzes. Alante Taylor. I mean, you got Bryce Young to the ground early, and that stuck in his head. And I think you got to do the same thing with Bo Nix. If he stands back there with any kind of confidence and any kind of momentum, he's a good quarterback. Guy played 48 college games. He knows what he's doing, and he's playing his best football.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of late.
Yeah. Obviously, they have the same challenge we have, establish the running game, you know, try and freeze your linebackers, get your players into their routes and be able to throw the ball. We had some real problems last weekend. I didn't get up to watch the game, but I was looking at some of the snippets. It was a challenge.
Yeah. It was run up the middle, nothing. Run up the middle, nothing. It was very tough. I mean, it was very hard. I they stayed with the running game, you know, pretty good. You know, Alvin carried it 13 times, but only 3.1 yard average. He did have the touchdown. Here's something. This is a stat I used going, you know, for today's battle matchup. Alvin is seventh in the league. Rushing yards, seventh. And then he's got 428. He is the only guy in the top 30 who does not have a 20-yard run or a 40-yard run, the explosive runs. They're like Derrick Henry, he's first. He's got 10 plus 20s or plus 40s. Alvin's got zero. His longest run is 17 yards, yet he's seventh in the league in rushing yards. The point is, he is grinding it out every time. He is taking a beating. He's averaged 83% of the team's offensive snaps the last four games. And so, Jamal and, hey, Mr. Kendre Miller, welcome back. You have got to take some pressure off because your wide receiver core, Cedric Wilson, Equanimee St. Brown, Bub Means, Jermaine Jackson, and Mason Tipton. All good players, but right now, let's see. There is one touchdown of that group in 2024. One came from Bub Means last week. So that's what I mean. This is beyond next man up. This is just football. You got to go out and figure out a way. And Denver's not world beaters, but you got to go out and figure out a way to run the ball to the extent that they respect your play action. If they don't respect your play action, linebackers are going to stay up. They might sneak a safety down, and it's very, very difficult. You just got to run the ball well enough for them to respect your play action. And then I think Spencer can run the ball. They shut it down in the second half, Tampa did, really, of him running it, and they were putting more pressure on him. But he's got to be able to use his feet. He's got to make those linebackers think he may run. Because he can, and that's a skill, and they're going to need it.
Mike, is this one of those games where you try to figure in your tight ends as much as possible? I mean, we had two big tight ends that we could throw the ball to.
That's been something that, you know, Deuce and I have talked about. You know, they've kind of slowly, you know, creeped up and creeped into this. So in the last two games, Juwan Johnson's had eight targets, eight receptions. a long of 27. He had the most receptions that he had had coming in was against KC, which was, you know, five receptions. So it feels like he's getting back. You know, it was week one when he caught his touchdown. So I'm hoping, yes, Foster Moreau has had his best kind of back-to-back weeks. He's had two receptions, 54 yards and a touchdown. His longest last week was 41 yards. His career longest is 47. So, again, I don't – you can put Taysom Hill in the 10th tight end group. I don't. But that's, you know, wherever. Dallin Holker has been, you know, he's their third tight end. But to me, yeah, Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau, and we saw some things we've not seen much of, some seam routes, deep seam routes with those two guys of late. And if that's open, man, you've got to make him pay with that. Because, yeah, I agree. I think the tight ends are going to be – because Denver's going to go, all right, we're going to take away the run game, and we're going to take away your little screen pass to Alvin. Now what are you going to do? Right, so it's either going to be on these wide receivers or these tight ends to move this offense, at least initially.
Well, especially with some of the issues we've had on the front line, you know, when you're looking up and you're looking down the field, it's a lot easier to pick up on that tight end who's a hell of a lot bigger than some of our small receivers.
You
see it
better. And that's right. They're always kind of, you know, where's my out, right? Where's my tight end? Where's my out? You know, where's that guy? He may not be the hot read, but if they can run the ball, and a lot of it depends on Lucas Patrick, he's going to be game time. It's funny kind of to me. Like, remember training camp, and all we talked about was Taliese Fuaga and Trevor Penning, and I haven't mentioned them since week two, right? We haven't mentioned Trevor Penning's name at all. The issues have been inside, not play, but actual, you know, just injuries with Ruiz and McCoy. And so I don't know what that middle, that those front three in the middle is going to look like, but thus far it has not been, you know, problematic for Trevor and Fuaga, which is good because they want to run the ball. Man, they want to run the ball. It's so much easier for them.
This could be one of those field goal games, right? Field goal separation.
Yeah, just because So it's the number one red zone defense, Denver, against the number two red zone defense in the Saints. So the Saints are second in the red zone, but Denver's first in the red zone, and Denver's numbers are really kind of unique. They're teams against Vance Joseph, Marrero native, defensive coordinator, are 4 of 12 in the red zone. And I'm like, 33%, all right, that's tops in the league. The number that sticks out to me is the 12. Teams have only gotten into the red zone 12 times. That's, you know, that. And so I'm like, 12 times? The Saints are number two in the NFL, and they face 21 trips into the red zone. And so they're good. They're both good. But I just, that number of 12 to me sticks out. I really think where the Broncos have struggled, and you're right about, I totally agree, into a low scoring game, is third down offense. They're one of the worst third down teams out there, but they're great in red zone and fourth down defense. And their defense has kept them in games because they get the third down and they're 31st in the NFL, right? 20 of 80. So that's not good. I go back to maybe the explosive plays. The Saints cannot afford these explosive plays. Denver's had five rushing plays of 20 yards or more. The Saints, zero, right?
Wow.
You know, you cannot have these explosive plays against this defense. It's just it makes it too simple, and that's all about tackling. Those explosive plays come from bad decisions, bad reads, people falling down, and bad tackling.
Bad tackling, no doubt. I think this is going to be one of those games we'll be sitting on the edge of our seat in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Unfortunately,
I'm okay with that if as long as it's a W. I don't. This next 10-day stretch at 3-4 and get healthy is palatable. 2-5, it is going to be build a fence around everything and just fight off the Warriors, because it'll be very, very hard. Either way, they're going to get healthy, and either way, there's a long way to go. But, man, this was because you've lost, you know, you beat Carolina, but now you've lost two straight at home. You don't want to make that three straight at home.
And we will be listening to Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, the voice of the New Orleans Saints. So tune in, folks, tonight. Saints versus the Broncos. Have a great game tonight, Mike, and we'll talk later.
You bet. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. We'll be right back, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.